Chapter 27. Get dressed. We're going outside. Adam and Eve had not heard all of God's plan for their rehabilitation. Sadly, they would be leaving the Garden of Eden. Then the Lord God said, "The man has become like one of us. Since he knows good and evil, he must not reach out and take the fruit from the tree of life and eat. Then he would live forever." So the Lord God sent the man out of the Garden of Eden to farm the ground from which the man had been formed. After he sent the man out, God placed angels and a flaming sword that turned in all directions east of the Garden of Eden. He placed them there to guard the way to the tree of life. That was Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Who was us? God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one. Were Adam and Eve truly like God now? They were indeed made in the image of God. However, they were only like God. They would never be God. And so they were far from being mature. Allowing them access to the tree of life now was an unacceptable risk. God wanted his children to have eternal life, not eternal death. He provided a way out of the temptation to eat from the tree of life. There isn't any temptation that you've experienced, which is unusual for humans, said Paul. God, who faithfully keeps his promise, won't allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you're tempted, he'll also give you the ability to endure the temptation as your way of escape. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God was sending Adam and Eve out into a world where Satan and his demons were very active already. They wouldn't be going alone. God would be with them every step of the way. But before they stepped out of Eden's gate, they needed to be dressed properly. God did provide new skin beneath their old diseased skin. And it happened just like our skin functions today. New skin grows beneath old, dying skin and pushes the old out of the way. But God did more than provide an outer garment. He gave them undergarments that were impervious to even the most vicious attack of Satan. But they'd have to keep their undergarments clean and in place. Your mother was right. You need to wear clean underwear every day. Jesus' undergarment was seamless, unbroken. Even when Jesus' outer skin was pierced, those who pierced him could not touch his spirit. As long as we remain in God's love, we will be eternally safe. Even if our outer covering is gone, the enemy will hit the wall of the seamless inner wall of the Spirit. But if we become afraid because the enemy has breached the outer wall and we surrender or try to make a deal with the devil, well, we're going to be open then to Satan's law of sin and death. If we choose to be with Satan, then our eternal dwelling place will be with him as well. Jesus said plainly, "Don't be afraid of those who kill the body, but can't kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell." That was Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. My friends, I can guarantee that you don't need to be afraid of those who kill the body after they can't do anything more. I'll show you the one you should be afraid of. Be afraid of the one who has the power to throw you into hell after killing you. I'm warning you to be afraid of him. That's Luke chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. Why does Satan come again and again with attacks on the physical body? He entices humans to commit violence against each other, often deceiving them to do so in the name of God. He entices people to commit violence against each other, even in families, in the name of discipline or control of a spouse. Satan comes with various diseases which attack the body. He brings torment and fear as people battle against disabilities and death. Satan deceives people into committing various lewd sexual acts which tear at the very design of the beauty that God created in the bodies of his children. Satan entices people to worship the bodies of others and to attempt to shape their own bodies into what they believe is beautiful. Satan entices them to strive for the approval of others instead of the approval of God. Why does Satan hate human bodies so much? Because he knows what he hopes humans never know. Don't you know that your body is a temple that belongs to the Spirit? The Holy Spirit, whom you receive from God, lives in you. You don't belong to yourselves. You were bought for a price. So bring glory to God in the way you use your body. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Our bodies are a temple. Our bodies are the home of the Holy Spirit, who God breathed into our bodies from our beginning. Satan knows there's a spiritual undergarment behind the skin. He knows as long as we keep the shields up, he'll never successfully enter in. However, if he can scare us into giving up and opening the door to him, he is home free. So he comes again and again to attack and shake the outside of what is God's temple. How can we resist Satan?